What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP. But this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic. And everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. Now, for today's episode, we are diving into what I learned from a 3 month alcohol break. So I'm going to give you guys my background on my relationship with alcohol, as well as what I learned by taking 3 months away from alcohol consumption. So first off, my backstory, my background. I am not the person who is going to preach to you guys and say that alcohol is bad and I've never had alcohol and I would never touch alcohol. Let's be real. On this podcast, we're going to be honest at all times. So I started drinking at the age of 16, and I don't think I ever had a crazy alcohol problem, but between the ages of, say, 18 and 24, I would get drunk every week, every weekend, sometimes twice a weekend, three times a weekend. And then in my mid to upper 20s, well, I'm 27 right now, but my mid 20s, I was drinking alcohol at a minimum of once per week, oftentimes two, three, four times per week. And I usually kept it in moderation, but you know, there were times when I would get drunk, just like a lot of people in my age group. And so for me, I'm not proud of it, but I'm also not ashamed of it. It just is what it is. And if I'm going to give you guys what I learned by taking a break from alcohol, I have to set the stage and let you know that I'm not above anybody listening to this. I promise I've partied just as hard as the listener out there. So there is no judgment in this episode. Now, with that being said, around August of this year, I decided that I wanted to go on a break. And there were a few reasons for that. So for one, my personality, I do not like dependencies. And so I don't like feeling like I need to have something or I need to do something or I need to consume something. And so number one, I viewed it as a challenge. You know, if I view myself as this independent self-starter person, then can I thrive, not just survive, can I thrive without having alcohol? Can I still be just as social? Can I still manage my stress? Can I still have a fun time without alcohol? So number one, it was a challenge. Number two, and again, let's just be really honest here, I went on a boat party in August where I drank too much. It was not the plan going into it, but I drank too much at the boat party. And then I went out to the bars that night and I drank some more. And the next day I just felt terrible because my body felt destroyed. I did not have full recollection of the previous night. I knew that I had said some things that I would not have said if I was sober. So that's that next day I was feeling really bad. Right. And then finally, the other reason was, throughout my life, I've seen friends and family who have truly struggled with alcohol. And so I wanted to kind of check myself to be like, before I try and give them advice, before I try to give friends and family advice on you don't need alcohol, why don't I prove it with my own actions? Why don't I practice what I preach? And so those are reasons why I wanted to just hit the pause button and see what was going to happen. And to tell you guys the truth, it has been a very happy, but also very eye-opening 3 months. So at this point, I want to dive into three things that I learned during my 3 month alcohol break. Number one takeaway is we rarely drink because we actually want to consume alcohol. So I know you're sitting there thinking, what are you talking about? I love drinking. I like to drink. I love beer. Yeah. I get it, right? But if you take a break from alcohol, what you will probably find out is when you're at home by yourself, you don't actually crave a beer. You don't actually crave whiskey or vodka or whatever it is. Generally, the main time that taking a break from alcohol becomes difficult is when you're in social situations where everybody around you is drinking alcohol. And so I interpret that to mean that, you know what? It is not the alcohol that I really was craving. it's more so trying to fit in within a social dynamic. If everybody around me was eating lunch, it would be really difficult to not eat lunch with those people. Just the same way as when people are drinking alcohol, that makes me be like, man, like I want to have a drink to fit in. And so that was my first epiphany was this whole time I thought I was drinking every week because I really wanted to drink, when in actuality, a lot of it is because I'm in social situations and I want to fit in. On top of that, a lot of people drink because of escapism. You know, there's something that you need to confront, whether it is something at work, whether it is something in your life, in your personal life, whatever it is. And just being human, sometimes we make a decision of, hey, I'll deal with that tomorrow, but for tonight, I'm gonna have fun, I'm gonna have some drinks. And so that ties into that first point, which is, again, I've lost my belief in this notion that we are drinking as much as we drink because we actually enjoy the alcohol. I think a lot of it is social pressure. I think a lot of it is escapism. And I think a lot of it is just a habit. The second takeaway that I had from going 3 months of zero alcohol is that, listen, when you cut out alcohol, that is the best way to evaluate your social circle as well as your social activities. Because the rule I came up with is if a person or activity sucks while you are sober, then guess what? That person and activity has always sucked. You were just too drunk to notice it. And so that was something that improved my social life, was when I went sober, it was kind of a way to test my friendships. It was a way to test how I spend my time. And now, if I go back to consuming alcohol, anything that I genuinely did not enjoy, or any person that I did not enjoy while I was drinking, or while I was sober, rather, I'm definitely not going to go back to if I do consume alcohol again. And then finally, the third takeaway, which is probably pretty obvious, is your body prefers to be sober. Duh. Everybody knows this, but let me just share a bit of what I experienced during these 3 months. And so, me personally, I lost 5 pounds in those 3 months, and I was tracking my calories and macronutrients before my alcohol break as well as during it. So I don't think that my diet and my nutrition changed a great deal because, again, I've been tracking my foods for, you know, years. But I did lose 5 pounds in those first 3 months. On top of that, my sleep improved. My digestion improved. I found myself being happier, especially on a day-to-day basis, right? And then I also found myself having more energy, again, on a day-to-day basis. And quite frankly, my habits also improved. And so when I say habits, I'm talking about those things that you know you should be doing, right? Exercising, being active, cooking foods, all those different things, right? Well, all of those good habits are a lot easier to maintain when you're not staying out at the bars until 2 a.m., right? And so when you're living that lifestyle, which again, I have lived that lifestyle in the past, so it's no judgment, but in the past, when I was living that lifestyle of I'm at the bars until 2 a.m. and then I'm getting food truck food at 3 a.m. and I'm getting home at 4 a.m., I'm going to bed, but then my body's waking up naturally at 9 a.m. And so now my sleep sucks, my nutrition sucks, I have all this alcohol in my system, I feel groggy the next day. And suddenly, not only did you ruin the prior night, but now the next day is also ruined because your energy is just shot. It is so much easier to have good, productive, happy days when you don't have alcohol in the system. So my invitation to you, the listener, is just implement an alcohol break before the year ends and see what happens. I'm not saying you have to give up alcohol forever if you don't want to. I'm not saying that you even have to go 3 months like I did. The truth is, I started this break as a 1 month break. So give yourself that opportunity. Take a break from alcohol and just see what happens. Give yourself a goal. Maybe for you, it's 1 week. Maybe it's 2 weeks. Maybe it's sober October. Maybe it's sober November. Maybe it's a month. Whatever goal you choose, go on a short break and just be objective about what happens. And then use that to make a decision of, will you drink again? Yes or no? And if you do drink again, then use that break to come to a conclusion about what you want your new relationship with alcohol to be. If you decide it's not for you, I promise if you have good friends, they will still be there for you at the end of your break. I invite you to just take a quick break from alcohol and be open to seeing what happens. For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action, because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Till next time. Peace.